Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
Put his bid in, so look.
Yeah.
Next time y'all wondering.
You got...
Wig crusher, main bitch smasher, wanna I can have her, finished in a passer, certified trapper, did it you can't pass her, wing got my catcher, remember I ain't had none. Wig crusher, main bitch smasher, wanna I can have her, finished in a passer, certified trapper, did it you can't pass her, wing got my catcher, remember I ain't had none.
I got a bail at the mail for like a drug lord. Not make it sell at the sale on the 10th floor. In a trap house, nigga, they treat me like a king. Trying to get my rack stacked tall as y'all mean. I ain't been asleep in about a week, fucking with them beans. She want a nigga to make it rain, she think I'm Bree. Yeah. I was in the trap with Nino Blue, don't forget the three. Yeah. I was in the back with Rico Blue, fucking up some cheese. Security make the crowd move, we VIP. Yeah. Try a tricky dance move, we gon' make them bleed. 10 in the morning and I'm just walking out of ease. I'm at their lead, they can't fuck with me in their dreams.
Wig crusher, main bitch
rusher. Yeah.
Wanna I can have her finished in a...
Back at it again, y'all. Mm-hmm. Big and Lazy podcast.
That was song of the day.
Song of the day.
Cutthroat JT Wedding Crasher, man. Mm-hmm.
We back again, man. Episode
featuring
4.
Featuring Nino Blue. Don't forget my twin, featuring Nino Blue.
Yeah.
Episode 4.
I'm Big.
And I'm your boy Lazy, man. You know, I'm really enjoying this right now, Big.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it too. We got a nice little rhythm going.
But we got a very, very special guest. And I'm not just saying it because that's my brother. I ain't just bigging him up. I don't do that. Even to get on this show, you got to have some type of motion.
Yeah.
Something going on for yourself. And today we got Cutthroat JT in the house right now. Man, tell them about yourself, man. Hold on real quick before you introduce yourself. When you speaking about catalog and versatility, man, y'all got to check my nigga out, man. Tell them about yourself, Brody.
Cutthroat JT.
What was it going through your mind when at Wedding Crash? That was the name of that song, Wedding Crash. What was it going through your mind when you made that?
I was thinking about the movie. You know how Don Tripp and Starlito did Step Brothers?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See, me and Nino Blue, it's my twin, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
We like Wedding Crashers. You remember the Wedding Crashers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pop up, fuck it up, smash out, do it again. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's how we are. So.
Okay, so what do you think the music scene in Louisville for yourself?
What's your
game? You know what I mean? Describe yourself to the people so they understand, if they don't know you, exactly where they can find you and what type of, you know, what you bring into the game, bro. Because to me, I know you. I just want everybody else to get to know you. I want you to kind of talk your shit for a second.
Well, I say music-wise, I'm probably the most complete. And when I say this, I don't mean like I'm better than nobody at anything, but I'm like LeBron on the floor. I'm good at everything. Some niggas real good at getting the steals. Some niggas get reaped. Nigga, I do everything. Rap, sing, mix, produce, do the beat, do the graphics. I know how to shoot you a video. I can, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you got it all, the complete package.
Yeah.
Mr. Triple Double, there you go.
I don't think Drake fuck with me.
All right, there you go. That's confidence is the key, but.
It is.
Confidence is the key. Before we get into the father, let me get into our sponsor, Lee Crenshaw. If you ever into an accident, you need a chiropractor, your back's messed up, you need an attorney, your pocket's messed up, give him a call at 502-996-1420. Numbers 502-996-1420. Chiropractor, the complete package. If you messed up, you get a fender bend, hey, you holler at my man Lee Crenshaw. You said you the complete package, huh? So if you had to compare your game to like one artist, like one major artist, who would it be? Like if you had to compare like your talent to one artist, or like who would it be?
I don't compare myself.
Comparison the killer of all joy.
I don't compare myself, but I will say like I feel like I do what's needed. I feel like I do what's needed. It don't matter if it's R&B. I got pop songs, reggae songs, rap songs. I write you a country song. I'll write you a song. You ain't even got to rap. Let me hang with you for a day. I'll make you a platinum artist tomorrow.
Speaking of platinum, that's crazy. No rap artist or album has hit number one this year?
Yeah, I seen that.
I'm surprised. Lotto.
That's great.
Lotto song.
That's fucking great. That means now that it's fire, because these niggas are trash. Niggas been trash.
Facts.
For years.
I always say that the timeless music is done. Like, this shit's here today, gone tomorrow.
Man, they chasing an algorithm. They chasing TikTok. They just want something just...
Facts. But I think this shit's rigged, though, because, I mean, like you said, that Lotto, she should have been number one, man. You know, I mean...
I can't say that it's rigged. I'm going to tell you this. I can't say that it's rigged.
Something's going on.
I'll just say black people don't support properly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker think just because they walk around and they tell motherfuckers that you they favorite and you the best and all that good flash shit, that ain't transferring to your numbers. That's not showing to
you. Ain't gonna
numbers.
Buy a ticket, huh?
Ain't no point of having no motherfucking solid fans. You might as well shut up.
So what you think, I always ask this, and I think I'm gonna ask this every show. You being from the city and being involved as heavy as you are in the music in the city, period, involved in music, period, what do you think is missing, or what do you think is not happening for you and other artists to get to the next level? Because I feel like it's just our city. Other cities have major labels and shit like that. Like
honestly, like on some 100 shit, like on some fix it tomorrow type shit. Instead of niggas that like have shows, like they have shows, like say a nigga Brain who just came Skiller.
Yeah.
Me and my niggas, we open up for a lot of this shit.
Right.
But instead of us paying $2,000-$3,000 to open up.
And your own city, I never got that.
Like, what the fuck, nigga? I done spent feature money opening up.
Right. Especially since you're a heavy.
And then how the promoter niggas is, they trying to keep the real artists away from us and shit like that. Like, niggas be on some niggas.
I say, especially since you are established, you're not just somebody that's saying, cool, I won't fuck with this shit this year.
I'm officially at the point, dog, like, who's Skiller Baby? I'm Googling rappers, man. I'm basically that old, bro.
I didn't know neither.
What do you listen to?
I listen to a little bit of everything.
Not if you don't listen to a little bit of everything. Uh-huh. You don't even know, nigga. So what do you listen to?
I listen to a little bit of everything.
Hey, you jump on your Apple Music, what you type in? What's your shit? What's popping?
Right now, what I'm listening to, I'm listening to that Killer Mike. I'm listening to Gunna. Don't judge me.
That was it right there. Because you went Killer Mike and Gunna. He's just niggas that niggas ain't listening to right now.
Niggas listen to that Gunna. They do it in the closet.
Well, I think niggas is definitely listening to that Gunna, though.
33? Yeah.
Well, I guess it ain't an age thing. I'm 31.
Yeah.
I guess it ain't an age thing. I guess it's just about what
it's preference.
Like. I mean, I didn't listen. I don't know who Skrilla is neither, though.
Skrilla Baby?
Yeah, Skrilla Baby. I didn't know
who
like
he was. It's
like
Sada Baby's little baby brother or some shit like that.
Yeah, I didn't know. But I
shout out to my people, Stacey, man. Big Ape, man.
Yeah, shout out to Stacey and Easy Stacey's Money, people. Man. We got to get them on here one day, too. But to me, I know I'm up under a rock to a lot of shit. Now, some shit that I do listen to.
I'm going
to
tell you something.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm under a rock as well, because I don't search for no nigga CD. Right. Only nigga CD that I'm searching for is Future. I'm looking for Future.
Right, he's established.
Everybody else I hear on accident or whatever.
Right.
But still, though, as an artist, I'm still a word. I ain't listening to no nigga. I ain't no fan of no nigga or nothing like that. But I'm still a word, though. Like, when shit drop, I'm going to check it out. Yeah. I'm gonna see what's going on and all that old shit, but
you know who keep me hip to the music? What's young hoes and younger women, man. Keep me like,
young hoes get music from other niggas.
Facts.
Yeah.
Every car they been in.
Uh huh.
Well, me being in the barbershop, you know, sometimes I might if I got
is it a bootleg man in there? Do they even still do bootleg?
I ain't seen no bootleg.
It's all streaming.
But me being in the barbershop, I always have youngins in there, and if I got a little line, I might be like, here, when do y'all get on this ox, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'd be like, man, I like that. Who's that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'd be feeling like an old head, but at the same time, I mean, you need the young. That's why you need the youngins around, right, so you can at least stay connected.
Nigga, I was riding with this of age. He's usually in the early 20s.
Crazy. At least they don't know Skilla either. That's crazy to me.
Man, she turned me on to so many niggas, bro. Like, in one little car ride around the city, that just, like, who the fuck is, you know what I mean? It was some. Right. She turned me up some young nigga up the east. Forgot his name. What's it? I can't even think of his name. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, he's from the city. Yeah, man. So, I don't know. It's talent in the city, but you can't compare us to, like.
The city need to quit rapping about smoke.
Like,
that's all the
weed?
City. That's all the city. Like, talk balance. About balance.
Yeah.
That's all the city want to talk about.
I get tired of hearing
smoke,
that shit.
But nigga don't understand this. None of you niggas is famous, so ain't nobody knowing y'all little business but the street. Y'all think y'all gathering all these good 50, 30,000 fans and shit.
Right.
Y'all telling me yourself. Niggas need to stop talking about smoke.
Speaking of violence, that shooting up in Chicago, the 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the one that shot for the dude hitting his mama.
He took too long.
Think so?
Yeah.
After their first lick, it was.
And ain't even no first lick. Like, you not even ready to talk to my mama like that. No. Yeah. Fuck punch her.
Yeah, you ain't ready to be arguing with my mama.
Talk to
my mama. Mama's not ready to be
that.
Arguing like
my
that.
My mama's a gangster by herself.
Uh-huh.
But, nigga, shit.
But one thing I can say, though. One thing I can say, though.
He did right.
He did right, and you can't. Ain't no predicting on what that young nigga would have did, period.
Yeah.
If somebody hit our mama.
I ain't even gonna lie.
If you get a phone call.
You think
call
he
gotta
leave Chicago?
Yeah.
Think he gotta leave Chicago for what reason?
I mean, I think he do.
Nigga, for what?
Yeah, he got a lot of
man,
people to love him.
A nigga won't say nothing else to his mama again.
Facts.
What the fuck you talking about?
But they ain't stopped making guns when they made his.
Man, niggas got guns and niggas' guns is like
watches
and chains.
I feel you too though,
bro.
JT though.
These niggas is not
I feel you too on that though. Like, especially with a nigga know most niggas is gonna agree with I would have shot that nigga too. If that was my friend,
you better shot him.
If that was one of y'all,
mama,
y'all hit my mama,
better shot.
I expect somebody around to shoot your motherfucking ass eventually.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking.
I mean, because that's your mama, bro.
That's a nigga's mama.
Like, bro, I guess he was young, but I'm going to steal him, though. I ain't seen
no
good. I'm going to walk over and steal him.
Think about it, okay? Think
if you punch my mama, bro,
think about
I am going to kill you.
You got to think about it.
Because I ain't even grew up seeing my daddy hit my mama.
Yeah.
Nah,
so.
Okay, look how popular he is from shooting dude, right?
Yeah.
He's a gangster. He's tough in a whole lot of niggas' eyes. He did right. He's a stand-up nigga. We love him. Imagine if he went viral, let a nigga punch on his mom and they ain't do nothing.
Yeah, it would have been outrage.
Then
like,
what?
Nigga, silly.
It's a win. It's a lose-lose. Ain't no win against
fucking
the internet.
Lose, man, fuck all. I think he won.
Ain't no win.
Free body.
Yeah,
I think he won.
Yeah.
I think he won. He got his point across. Ain't nobody going to say nothing else to his mama on that subject.
I believe that,
but you
too,
got people to love him, though. You got people to love the victim, too.
Yeah,
she don't never stop. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You said don't never stop.
Hey, you think that nigga cousin at home? I always do the same thing.
When you die, bro.
Yeah.
People just come to the funeral. They don't care much.
Facts though.
You think I'm saying people just ready to get them shirts made and go to the funeral? Ain't somewhere like, see, I knew he was Ray.
Right. He was already off the Richter.
Come from Louisville.
But I mean, but you seen, it's so much, like you said, the drill, niggas need to stop writing rapping about the drill shit.
I ain't never liked Chief Keef. Motherfuckers was excited that he
like,
just went to the ward.
Like, even I seen some on the internet about the two strippers being robbed. Since we talking about women, you know, getting, like, the mother that got hit.
Yeah.
Two women got robbed after the BET weekend. I seen that two strippers for 10 bands apiece.
Yeah.
10 bands a piece.
The strippers,
I think it was
they
like
do a lot of
had a dub
bro.
On them. Yep. No cap, respectfully, as a street nigga, that was a sweet lick.
Yeah, I already know.
That bitches from out of town, damn man.
Who said they had? They said they had 10 bands?
Bitches will make 10 bands.
I want to see the robbers count the 10 bands. These bitches had 2,500.
Bruh, don't doubt
them.
You at BET weekend, man. You
what?
It says two strippers was robbed at gunpoint for 10,000 that they made during BET weekend. Okay, it didn't say each.
Where's that 10,000 at, though? What number is that? Who got that number? Who?
I don't know. They probably talked. I mean, hey, bro.
Yeah.
These cities that have Super Bowls and shit going on,
it's BET,
you can make a lot of money as a stripper.
I need to see
like
the
video.
I need to see the video. Like
you
a damn submarine. I need to see the video.
Remember you asked me one time on here, you said, can I date a stripper and shit like that? Yeah, she bring home that bag and that's my woman? You know what I'm saying? Like, that bag is different when she ain't coming home with $200-$300 and shit like that. She coming home with, damn, baby, you made $20,000 a night?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going back tonight. You bet your ass you going back tonight.
What did she say? She fucked the nigga for the $20,000. I had a fucking nigga for that extra $5,000. You still going to be?
I don't know.
Don't even tell me that part.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Just come in with the dub.
What'd he say? What'd he say? I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
She made $12,000 with the nigga the other night.
Don't even tell me that part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She not right in the shower?
I don't know. Relationships are tricky for me. I feel like you shouldn't look at people like possessions. You don't own nobody.
You shouldn't. You're right. I agree with you on that. Like,
facts. I mean, everybody should have their own personality and should be able to go and do most things. But the general relationship traditions now, it's that shit's you own once you marry.
Yeah. Your,
you know.
Unless, I don't know.
But like I said, I always say it's all understanding. If you and your woman and your man have an understanding.
I think the bond part is most important. Like
speaking of, go ahead.
Being friends, like being friends, like building a friendship.
You got
a lot of times we be going off sex and shit.
Yeah.
We're like, damn, I just don't want nobody to have his coochie. I don't want nobody to have his shot no more. Not necessarily because I love the bitch or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Because niggas still go do a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, for sure. So I feel like once you got that motherfucker that you actually got a bond where you don't want to hurt her feelings. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? No, like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. That's different.
Yes.
Besides, yeah, bitch, I'm fucking you, and you don't fuck nobody else, but I'm going to keep fucking. That's different.
Yeah, that's totally different. Them niggas is, I mean, I think we all been there. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, I think once you get married, it's all understanding based at that point. Because, I mean, I think a lot of shit goes wrong with that, too. Like, Will and Jada, I bet in the beginning it was an understanding. You know, you do you, I do me, or whatever's going on. Yeah. I lasted like a long time.
Jada wanted two.
I don't feel like that.
Jada still wants
Pop. In the grave. Yeah,
I don't think it's about Jada actually wanting Tupac.
Yeah.
I think it's just about Will not being able to handle Jada.
Yeah, bro. Exactly. She wanted, you know what I mean? Like,
I can see that too, but it's like, we see it
all the time.
We all feel the same way about Pop.
Yeah.
You know like what I'm saying? That had he gone too soon and damn, yeah, this nigga never died. Like you know what I'm saying? Because he was so big. Pac did so much. I say Pac's the greatest rapper, just me saying the entertainment aside, he did so much.
That's why I can compare myself to.
From being, he died at 25, so from 19 to 23.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, that's crazy.
Yep.
Like 15 movies, 5 albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's impacted.
Shot them two off through the police. It was fucking
you know
with that
what I'm
dude.
Saying? And then he'll still go to your neighborhood and talk to the people.
I think that's about, what, I think that's the most important part. Like, that's why I feel like I'm going to be so monumental one day. It's because, like, when the music goes off, I still got something to say, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I still got something you can learn from.
And I can attest to that, bro, because, you know, I mean, I've been knowing Bruss for years, bro, since we was kids. What, freshman year of high school?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Like, he's always been the same type of nigga. That's why I know we had to get you on the show, Brody, because we sit down all the time in the barbershop or, you know, just, you know, crossing paths, and we connect. So I think that's what it's about, though. Even with the music and all that shit, ain't enough people trying to connect. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be the leader.
I feel like nobody's saying what they want to say. Motherfuckers are just saying what you think people want to hear.
But they trying.
Facts.
Bro,
they trying
to chase it. You know what I mean? As far as like the music, they copy. Ain't no more original sound, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Everything sounds the same, bro.
Yeah.
To me, everything sounds the same.
That's why
the only person that can take it back to R&B for me, like some good R&B, Chris Brown. I can get into Brody shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's real. Like, people that be in the barbershop, they be like, who's this? I'd be like, it's Cutthroat. I thought he rapped. He sang too.
I rap, you know
what I'm saying? So it's like, it's no more timeless music. It's quick music.
That's because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the reason I'm Cutthroat, what that shit mean is like, nigga, like, Benji. Motherfucker know for sure I ain't ready to bite my tongue, gang.
Right.
Like, I'ma say what I'ma say. I'ma do what I'ma do. I ain't got no restriction. You feel me? I'm Cutthroat. I'm 100.
It's a local guy. He got a nice little Kevin Gates, you know what I mean, rap, and got a little R&B. Fat Sean, you ever heard of him? White guy, heavy set.
I don't know people, but one Trey Tone and Big Don.
But speaking of
white people.
Could you date a porn star? You say you can date a stripper. Could you date a porn star?
Me?
Yeah.
If I date a porn star, I'm pimping her.
So what you think about the Adam 22 nigga, the nigga that do all the Adam the no jumper? Yeah, he married Adam a porn 22. Star. He married a porn star, and since they've been married, she hasn't had no, you know, she ain't did it, but she that's just had easy. Her first one though.
That's an easy answer.
Her first what?
Is he into porn?
She just had her first.
Is he into porn?
Most of it, and up until what was it? Yesterday.
Be into porn. If you on there, you know, be into porn.
But see, this is the thing though. This is her first. She just had her first flick since they've been married.
And
DJ Academic, he went hard at that nigga. That nigga DJ Academic, he was like, she was more happy about getting dick than she was at the wedding, and I was there. I said, bro, somebody gonna catch that nigga at DJ Academic.
I fuck with Academics, cuz. Academics do his job, cuz.
Yeah, he do what he's supposed to do.
All I knew about him was that motherfuckers didn't like him until the Gunna shit came out. When the Gunna song came out, I went and looked that shit up, bro. That nigga literally dissected every single thing that you could possibly be thinking about that fucking song, cuz that nigga.
Which Gunna song? The newest one?
I don't know what that shit's called.
But I don't know. He's cool, but he always on some old. He get on some tough guy shit real quick.
Yeah.
Pull up. I'm like, bro, come on, man.
But he won't do that shit in your face.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's some corny
we
shit.
We don't know
bro.
His
like,
people.
But you're right though. He can do all that from his bedroom. He's just doing his job.
Yeah.
You know, like Charlemagne. We hated Charlemagne for the longest. Now everybody fuck with him because now he's positive. Nah, but when he was an asshole, like he's still an asshole.
Yeah, he still be trolling.
It's like Vlad. It's like Vlad, bro. You gotta, bro. Niggas is doing that.
I fuck with
job,
Vlad,
cause.
Though. I fuck with Vlad.
Like, that's your fault. If you go in there talking about some goofy ass shit, you see all these cameras and shit pointing at you.
Come on,
these niggas put it in the songs.
So yeah,
it's already out there. Talking about on the fucking.
Nah, but then you're getting deeper. Now I'm sitting with you as a person, seeing who you are as a person, and you, like Casanova, he was robbed. I walked up on a nigga and I robbed the nigga, and I took his chain and I caught him 2 weeks later. Took a picture with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bro. Like, these people probably went to the police on you. Now you done told everything you done did. So speaking of Casanova, would y'all even want your woman to hold you down for 15 years?
Yeah and no.
What do you mean by hold me down? I know you out here fucking, but just answer the call and put money on my book.
Live your life, but don't leave me. Live your life, baby, dog. Don't leave me. Tell that new nigga about me and all that.
See, because his woman says she's going to hold it down, you know. Me, I want you to, but realistically, it's like shit. You know, once you went behind them walls, and I never been down, but I can imagine. Like, I don't really know.
It'd be like it though.
You know, shit.
I can attest to it.
I probably be mean
like
as fuck.
Nigga, stay away from them phones though.
Yeah, that's my. What you mean? That's how
like,
I would
like
think
you
about
stay
it.
Away from the. Cause nigga, you gonna be mad as a motherfucker if don't nobody answer that motherfucker.
Yeah,
it's the only time you use it is when you need it.
Yeah, I don't see what you're saying.
Facts, if
I ain't
got to
what the lawyer say, happy birthdays and Merry Christmases and shit, right. But I ain't really trying to be sitting there caked up.
No cap, one of the best relationships.
Nigga don't even want her at. I'm on my fourth month.
Man.
I'm on my fourth month. I don't want her you keep over her crying and shit. I remember I was in CCC one time. Nigga was the toughest nigga, you know, when you get in the dorm, everybody be trying to make their little first impressions and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nigga's the toughest nigga in the world when I got in there. You know, like around my little age group shit. Rowdy, rowdy ass nigga. Late nights, boy kicked him out.
Man.
He's with a couple on his head, on the phone, crying. Baby, why you got that nigga in there?
Oh, man.
Damn.
No lie, one of the best little flings I had was a nigga, his bitch was doing the bid. Well, she was doing the bid. I'm like, man.
Damn.
Bro, best one.
You was holding the house down?
On everything. Best, man. Bad, funny, smart.
I don't know.
Wasn't in my niggas' pockets. Wasn't forcing the kid. Bro, perfect, bro. You know, a man was doing
just,
a bid,
you
though.
You just know when he come home.
Yeah, you know, that's what's up, you know.
Man, people got to learn how to respect their position in your life, bro.
Yeah.
Stop asking about roles that you ain't trying to fill.
Facts.
Exactly.
You feel me? Uh-huh. If you ain't trying to do the thing that you asking about, you need to shut the fuck up and do what we doing.
Facts. Oh, my mama, like. I told my nigga, he said, you got to ask these questions. Bro, I don't want to ask no questions I don't want no answer to. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking know. Like,
I don't care much.
Yeah, I don't.
The thing is, though, people, it's all, like I always say, it's all understanding. If I know that this is going to fuck me up, I'm probably going to stay away from it. And I think that's where just any, like with a relationship with your woman, like, if I feel like you being
she's
like,
toxic now.
I'm not trying to go through your phone. I'm not trying to do all that.
Yeah, I went through a phone?
Yeah, no.
I've been with my phone.
Every
time
I ever
like
went
said,
through a phone,
I'd have been through a phone, but
it ain't necessarily my heart got broke, but my trust got damaged.
So I went through one thing.
Lied to me.
And I learned my lesson then. Right.
I ain't gonna lie. The hardest thing about it is, especially when I was young, is if I went through the phone, I would feel bad because, you know, the reason why you're going through the phone, a lot of it is because of the shit you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there and you don't find nothing. Mm-hmm. You be feeling dumb as hell.
I don't know. Well, and then another thing, I also feel like you're not ready to catch no bitch. Bitches are too smart.
Man, they too smart. And anything.
We never catching them.
And you
when we
know,
catch them, that ain't even the shit worth catching.
And I'm going to tell you something. Don't I learned count. That from having a mother. Not saying, you know, she was out here like that or nothing. I'm saying with the small things. Mm. My mom used to go shopping, and she would bring the bags in our room. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's not even that. I say more rather.
From 2 winters ago.
I say more rather because when that man, they going to bash me. They going to bash the fuck out of me,
man,
if I say
gotta,
it. But I'm going to say it, though.
Say,
I feel like.
Who's going to bash you?
Ah, boy, they going to kill me. Anyways, I feel like.
Uh-oh.
When I say easy way out, I don't mean easy. By far, life is life. It be life. You heard me?
Nah,
but
for real,
females always got some kind of scapegoat to any situation. I done been talking to my own sister about some foul shit a girl did to me, and sis listened to me the whole time.
Turning around on
but
you.
But at the end, though, but I feel her as a woman. What the fuck does that mean? I don't even know what that means. You can feel her as a woman, but I'm a man. I'm not a woman to be
your brother.
That's just how it goes, though. Because as women, they it's more emotional, so they gonna
nah,
be
I'm
on
saying
the
like,
emotional
nobody
side.
Nobody holds them accountable for shit.
Facts.
Like, bro,
when,
women,
when
yeah,
a girl,
women really
when
like
a girl does something wrong, nobody says shit.
It's a reason
when
why
a nigga
she,
but
ain't
you know,
even
look,
doing nothing wrong.
Let me go in a little deeper than that. Like this, you got kids.
Boy, several.
Okay. It's always, you know what I mean? It's the way we kind of raising the same women we hate. Because, you know what I mean? We hold our son, we hold our daughters just a less accountable. Like, you know
boy,
what I mean?
You a motherfucking lie.
I mean, I got our sons.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, we hold our females
I feel
accountable.
I feel what he's saying. He's saying, with our sons, we like, ooh, you feel
no.
me?
Yeah.
What
we,
I'm saying
we
is
a lot
this.
Less
with
hard
our daughters,
on our
daughters, we like,
what
no.
I'm saying is this. Look,
yeah.
give me like 2 seconds.
Go ahead, do that.
Okay, so boom. As a young boy, all your favorite people in the world is women. Your mama, your auntie,
facts.
Your sister, your granny,
uh-huh.
Everybody that you love. Probably the motherfucker teaching you something. It might be all you got. Might not be no nigga, but it's a woman, all right, and you love the fuck out of her.
Facts.
Right? Now think about a woman's life. A lot of them don't have dads.
Mm-hmm.
They got angry ass aunties from the projects. Fuck a nigga, he ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the government.
Yeah.
Nobody mm-hmm. is naturally taught to appreciate a man.
Right.
Not even us. We
mm-hmm.
think niggas ain't shit. We killing each other.
Right.
I don't respect a black man.
Right.
Black man's the most hated thing on this planet.
Nah, mm-hmm. it ain't even about that.
Yeah.
It started home. It ain't talking about on a large scale. I'm talking about generally.
Yeah.
A nigga can go.
Facts.
You can go. You can get the fuck out. There's more benefits when you ain't here anyway.
Facts.
Yeah, we was definitely programmed. It was definitely
yeah,
a setup.
It shit's horrible.
It was. Cause
mm-hmm.
soon, I mean,
did y'all grow up with fathers in the home?
Yep. I had a stepfather
I had
a real father.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I had a stepfather.
But I think that's what my stepfather having two fathers is a bad motherfucker.
I like
you can't
it.
Get away with nothing.
I like it. Nah, it ain't necessarily. I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Facts. We all did. But that's the thing.
I'm doing it.
You want to know why we got to that point? Because I know, man, my stepdad used to come in the room. I think
it's just a product of, like, being a kid's kid. Like,
right.
My mom had me when she was 15, cuz.
Uh-huh.
What
facts.
The fuck do you know at 15, cuz?
Facts.
Right.
When I was 15, I shot niggas, broken windows. I done hit licks. I was fucking
man.
On girls.
Like you said,
running
it was,
around beating people up and over.
Y'all
like,
grew up together.
15, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, y'all grew
so
up together.
So just imagine being 15.
And having a child.
And having a fucking child.
You raising the next generation.
When my mom was 20, I was 5.
Facts.
Yeah.
When she was 25, I was 10.
Facts.
Because when she was 30, I was 15. Doing all that dumb ass shit.
It's crazy.
Right.
And, you, and I'm
she was just
shit,
now
we
getting
30.
The hang of it. You
imagine
dig,
having
so
a little nigga out here that you can't control?
I don't blame my parents. I strictly blame it on me. Like,
facts.
They,
I don't
they didn't raise me
I
wrong.
I don't either.
They didn't raise me wrong at all. I ain't no nigga without no manners and no principle
right.
and shit. I'm a very stand-up guy.
Yeah, your mama can teach
jerk.
You right or wrong every
I'm
day.
I'm a
like.
Jerk for sure,
facts.
But I'm a very stand-up nigga. You feel me? Mannerable and shit. Like, nigga, go granny had me in church. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I ain't just no.
So can a woman raise a man? Would you? Can you
yes.
You think it?
Yeah, I think they I can. Because women are strong, man.
Women, how could we say
women are the strongest
look.
Beings.
I think so too. Like
you got to think most people.
It's certain shit a man got to teach you, but
let's keep it real. Most people didn't
it
grow up with
a
dad
a
in their house,
bro. Teach you. Uh-huh. You can't put genders on it. You think about it too deep, bro. You got to learn on your own, bro.
Yeah, you do.
You got to go through shit and learn on your own.
Yeah, that's life.
Generally, there's a lot. We grew up with a lot of people that didn't have. Daddies.
And they fucked up, ain't they?
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of them ain't.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. That can be the niggas' motivation to be the best dad ever.
I got a homie right now. He don't even fuck with his daddy.
Uh-huh.
When his mama passed, I was there. He don't fuck with his dad. His dad didn't fuck with him, so don't fuck with me now. You know what I'm saying? And he's straight.
That's yeah. horrible.
He good. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you got to know your dad. No man can teach you how to be you but the man that's in you.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, with my stepdad.
I'm my daddy.
My stepdad, he's a get-money type nigga.
Shout out to the stepdads, too.
I'm going to call him Neat, you feel me? I'm going to call him Neat. He ain't do all that extra ass shit. Got his money, stay cute, good jewelry, you know, flex and balling type nigga, you know what I mean? Besides, my real dad, like, he's more of a roughneck. You shoot at you, rob you, steal.
Right.
The stories about him is a little dirty a little bit, dig? You know what I'm saying? But I ain't meet him till I was 15, my real dad. So my whole life.
Why is that?
My whole life I was taught to be proper from the other guy, but
right.
he couldn't tame the beast in me.
Right.
Because it wasn't his to know.
But you want
to
know
why
something?
Why didn't you meet him till you was 15? Like, was he?
Life brings circumstances, nigga. My dad got 13 kids.
Oh, okay. I'm just
saying. Five baby mamas.
And I'm going to say this. I grew up the same way. Like, my dad, he was on his own little path, and my mom had a baby, my little brother, with the guy she's with. This is my pops, for real.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's kicking everybody's ass. And he had an older son, which is my big brother. You feel me? You know, he been knowing me since I was 2 years old. So everything I really know, you know what I'm saying, about how to be a man is from my stepfather. But I've always had my dad in my life, too, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said I couldn't get away with
double
shit.
Double blessed.
You feel me? My stepdad used to come in the room and be like, man, you think you fooling somebody? I know everything you doing. Even when you think I don't know.
Yeah.
But I understand that concept so much more now having a junior.
Uh-huh.
Like, bro, don't you know this shit is not new, bro?
Ain't nothing new under the sun.
I don't know.
I just feel like we all do the same things for the most part as being men, a young man growing up. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you don't have your real father and mother in the house, shit's going to be different. You know what I'm saying? You might have a stable household and shit like that, but you see your friends that don't have fathers in their house. Like
and foster home kids as well.
First thing, man, you got to learn not to judge others
because
you don't know nobody's circumstance.
Facts.
And 9 times out of 10, no matter what you look like, ain't nobody running around telling their deepest, darkest secrets and shit.
No.
Oh, nobody. Everybody got skeletons and demons.
No, I'm just saying you never going to know a nigga's circumstance.
Yeah.
You know how it is. You know, you told me how old you was. You grown. I'm grown. You grown.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's a me that's in the house. When I'm in the house, nigga, I'm a fucking teddy bear. House shoes, kicked off, comfy, playing with the kids, running around laughing and shit.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when a nigga walk outside, I got a stupid face.
Yeah.
Very, like, you know what I mean? It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. You know what I mean? You got to.
But I think we all as men, as people, I think people, period. I'm going to say people, period. I think everybody has something when they, especially us, how we grew up. Man, you can't really walk around and be like, I feel like when I met B,
that's funny.
You niggas was happy.
I was just thinking
happy
about
happy kids, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I wasn't happy when I met you.
That's what I'm saying. when you come outside, you put fuck what's going on at home. Nigga, I'm at school, nigga.
Nigga, when I met you in school at 15.
Yeah.
I had a gun, 2 guns.
I already know.
In the back.
But nah.
Man, man, I'm from Newburgh. I don't know nothing about nothing. But
nah,
no dog nigga better not say nothing to me because I'm going to shoot you.
But you remember, though?
It is. I'm cool.
Though,
I ain't
kept,
want no smoke.
We kept leaving school to smoke and shit. You like, but look, bro, if you're going to be hanging with me, you got to know. I'm like, damn, you got them motherfuckers on. You said every day.
Keep my. Look, like,
that nigga said
man,
every day.
Man, I don't
day.
Know, bro. Like, man, I ain't a nigga
you
with
went
no.
to Westman for Newburgh?
Huh?
You went to Westman for Newburgh?
Man, cause my mom's from downtown.
Ah, okay.
My mom's from downtown. I was born downtown, but mm-hmm. She got her Newburgh nigga, and that's where I grew up at.
Right.
So okay. It's like all my cousins, the whole entire family, they from downtown. But as far as my mama's house, me and my little brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do y'all think it matters where you grow up at?
No, because I do what I want to.
I mean, because the people be like, nigga, you from St. Matthews, nigga, you from Whoopty Woo.
No, I think, man.
I used to think like that as a young child.
I learned from jail, cuz, like, at the end of the day, this shit's all about respect, cuz. Respect me as a man, I respect you as a man.
Because I done met some young niggas.
I ain't ready to talk to you. No ways you can't talk to me, cuz.
That's doing jersey numbers because they the top ones.
What you talking about, like serving and shit?
Yeah, just out here really getting money.
Jay's is Jay's.
Fuck.
Jay's is Jay's.
Fuck
then,
being a real gangster.
Another thing is this.
You get
too.
Enough money, you going to think you are. You can.
First off, you can't know. Be confused by money, cuz. A gangster and a hustler is not the same. These is not the same. This is not the same job description.
People don't know that.
Street nigga, real nigga, he's not the same job description, cuz. You see what I'm saying?
Well, people don't know that, bro.
You know, street nigga, this nigga's trapping, he's in the streets out there.
People don't know that, but people will see you have money and who you hang with and think, nigga, you a gangster. To niggas that ain't really seeing the big picture, we know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for the niggas that, shit, I'm trying to be down. Old Brandy niggas, I'm just trying to be down. Niggas, nigga got the money, the guns, you know.
I had a lot of positive influence, like big cousins and shit like that, big brothers and shit. So it's like, to me, like, gangsters wear suits. You remember The Godfather?
Facts.
I just watched, like, John
nigga,
got it.
Nigga, the importance of a favor, a man's word. You do this for me and I promise I got you. And then to have a nigga when they need you back. You know what I mean?
What's your favorite gangster movie?
My favorite gangster movie. A whole lot of motherfuckers don't really end too gangster because they always tell on niggas. Can I say a documentary?
Yeah, documentary.
Yeah.
Okay, Frank Matthews. I'm about to go Frank Matthews.
What about you?
You talking about
Frank Matthews.
You talking about American Gangster?
Nah.
That's Frank Lucas.
That's
Frank
Lucas.
And cuz was cool. But he told on niggas. Yeah.
He was cool.
Movie was dope. He shot a nigga in the street.
Yeah.
You hear me? Put $2 in his coat pocket. That's the toughest shit ever. You hear me? Shot a nigga, boom, and put $2 in his pocket. You hear me?
And he showing his brothers, like, look, watch your shit.
And then he even told on nigga. Frank Matthews, the one that got away.
What about you, Big? What's your favorite gangster movie?
I probably got to go with either Goodfellas or Casino. Casino, did they? He didn't tell, did he? Did nobody tell?
Everybody always tell. And if they don't tell,
Robert
they
De Niro
do.
Didn't tell.
If they don't tell, they do some snake ass shit to their homies.
No, Robert De Niro, he ain't snake at nothing. He got snake. His homies was snake to them.
Boom, fucked up the movie.
Yeah, but
show me a movie where niggas was hunted.
He's the main
through.
Character, though.
I'm gonna say,
De Niro.
I'm say
he was
Belly.
Hunted through the whole movie.
Belly's my favorite gangster movie.
For sure.
Because he didn't tell, he just converted that. How it usually is. Niggas, the less peaceful Nas? Nigga is peaceful in the end.
Yeah.
He gave away the Benz. He's like, Lennox got popped.
Yeah, he did. He did.
You know, shit wasn't going right for him. He was supposed to pop the minister and couldn't, so you know he's about to be, you know.
Yeah, nigga survived at the end.
Yeah,
that's a good
tell.
Movie. A nigga survived at
Nas
the end.
Nas just wanted to get on. Sincere just wanted to get on, go to Africa.
Yeah, get on to Africa.
Have some more kids and shit. Because to me, I seen myself in Nas, you know, the peaceful nigga that this is what we doing to get bad, but nigga, I ain't trying to keep doing this shit. And what that nigga DMX say, nigga said, what you scared? You want to go home? Let me take you home.
I fuck with X, man.
I love DMX,
DMX
in that movie, cuz.
That and I'm going to say.
A nigga need a Tommy Buns around him.
Oh, at all times, because that nigga's going to go. Niggas.
That remind me of my nigga Slizzy.
But I'm going to tell you my second one, though, and I'm going to tell you why. Boys in the Hood.
No.
But I'm going to tell you why Boys in the Hood for me, though.
The most gangster. Go ahead.
I'll tell you which movie ain't a gangster movie.
What's up?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flirr. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flirr, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Menace to Society.
That's not a gangster movie. But
every time you seen Kane, he was doing some bitch ass shit. In the beginning of the movie, old dog robbed the store. He told him, nigga, get the tapes. He ain't had to shoot nobody, touch no register or nothing, could go back there and get the tapes.
Now he told him
this
to
nigga
the
was screaming. Whatever the fuck he told him do, he ain't do it. He sat there like a bitch, nigga, and left his motherfucking bottle.
Next time
you see him. Niggas pushing up on him like he's a bitch ass nigga.
You see what I'm saying?
Nigga popped him and his cousin. Yeah. Nigga had to get a pep talk. Kane was a bitch. He died like a bitch at the end.
He did.
When they rolled him on over, he was shivering and suffering and shit. He died like a bitch.
But why you say boys in the hood?
I'm going to say boys in the hood for the simple fact that is at the end, that nigga Doe, he let that nigga out.
Bro, that was the most gangster part of the movie.
Bitch ass nigga. He ain't be like, nigga, you's a bitch, don't nigga. Die. Ricky's your best friend, nigga.
Doe died
ultimately. Yeah, but Doe went and got his brother's killers and then the next morning he talked to the same nigga that got out the car. Nigga, that's you my brother too.
He said you should never been in there.
But he told him, like, nigga, I know why you got out the car last night. You should never even been there. You feel me? But to me, that's the most gangster shit a nigga
that's
can
Q's
do.
First is keep
a nigga out the way. Niggas always talking about niggas telling on them. Niggas want a million niggas to go. Come on, let's go do this with these. You know, let's go. Nah, fuck all that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta be a ball player or nothing, nigga. You supposed to. I got love for you, bro. This ain't you.
That ain't love.
We supposed to protect the ball player.
We supposed to protect anybody that we know.
Not the ball player.
Supposed to be there.
Protect everybody. But man, look, cuz my daddy told me. Nigga, when you walk out your door, your family is the motherfuckers that you with every day. You're supposed to be able to count on them like you count on the motherfuckers in your house. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, don't be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You dig? If I love you, nigga, I want you to go home.
Facts.
I want you to play with your kids and see your mom and shit.
And I think that's why I stayed out of a lot of shit, because like you said, I got big cousins and big brother. My big brother's in the feds right now.
They was horrible influences.
But nah, I'm
niggas didn't help. They showed me shit.
But what I'm saying, though, if I wanted to try to do anything or be anything other than myself, them niggas is quick to, nigga, that ain't you, nigga. What you need, nigga? You don't need to go do nothing. What you need? You know what I'm saying? But that's like I said, keeping a nigga out the way. I'm not going to tell none of my niggas, if you feel me, especially if I know they ain't with that, to do nothing I wouldn't tell my son to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
For the most part, I stayed out the way. Like, I smoked my little weed and that, but for the most part, like, that never was in me. Like,
I'm trying to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I always wanted to be. Yeah. I always wanted some money. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm a nerd, too.
That's what it's all about.
I'm like a fire hydrant. I ain't in the streets. I'm right there. That's why I became a barber, because it's like I'm that dude. Nah, I ain't in the streets, but I'm right there.
I hear a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I see a lot, but it's like niggas got to know your lane.
I'm kind of like that,
everything
too. Like,
ain't for everybody.
Real talk. I stayed in my own little lane. You know what I mean? Like, But it is what it is, though. That's like.
Yeah. And they always go back to, I said,
niggas
doesn't
gotta
matter
be,
where you come
niggas
from.
Niggas got to be honest with themselves, cuz.
They do.
It doesn't matter where you come from. Like, okay. So, it's some ass and ass shit. You out, I don't know, a nice neighborhood, both parents.
I know a little white boy from PIP.
Yeah.
That's wicked.
I don't get that, though. That's
listen
shit
to me. I know a little white boy from PIP that's wicked. Then a whole lot of young niggas I see. You hear me?
Yeah.
It's little white boys. Wicked.
Uh-huh.
You don't know no nigga circumstance, bro.
I feel like it all comes back down to understanding. Bro. Some people might be like, man, this nigga's dumb, but he might understand, like, shit, it's a piece of the pie out here, and I want a piece.
It could be that simple.
I'm just saying, a lot of niggas get wicked over that money. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't worth throwing your life away.
Yeah, but
niggas crash out for less, though.
Yeah, niggas crash out for way more.
I can't judge them because I was there before. I was 15,
facts.
Pills. I can't judge them.
But what about the older niggas that's out here on the same shit? Some niggas can't get right, bro.
Some niggas.
The old niggas. What old niggas?
Man, there's some old niggas out here that ain't got no money. They just in the way. They trying to orchestrate, instigate all types of lame shit, weird shit.
I was back and forth from Georgia and shit.
Yeah, I remember.
Somewhere in between that and shit, like, niggas start forgetting who niggas was and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, I've been knowing you since kindergarten. I don't give a fuck what you do now. I ain't saying I don't respect what you do now.
That's
like
that's
a man,
100.
I respect you, my
that's
nigga.
100.
But hey, man.
No. Ain't no way.
We all know them ones we came up with and be like, damn, this little nigga right here. Facts. Facts. Especially if I know your people's too. But that's what, hey, I always go back to what I said. It doesn't matter where you come from, because a nigga might know where you come from and be like, damn, little bro, you out here like that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But not to switch topics.
Niggas be flunkies.
I know I'm jumping topics, but, man, what y'all think about Dame finally trying to get out of the motherfucking Portland, man?
It was about time. Yeah, he stayed down with about 10 years, 11 years. You know, he tried to get him time. They ain't trying to
get him no help.
But he keep – but
he asked for help. They didn't try hard enough.
My only thing is, bro, being this loyalty shit, you feel me? That's cool. But to me, I still wouldn't go get down with nobody that's already – I mean, yeah, it's time to win, but damn – I'm going to go start a super team. Because Dame was against that shit. Like, you niggas is hoes. That nigga go straight to Twitter.
See, but it go back to, like, a character thing. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas want to go towards an easy win.
Man, they might send that nigga to purgatory. They might send that nigga to fucking the
room. Boy, it's Damian Lillard. Boy, you better quit playing with him.
They might send that nigga to motherfucking.
They about to send Dame to the Heat. And that's what scares me.
Bro, he ain't got enough to trade for him, bro.
They trying.
They said, they already came out and said they look past the Heat. They looking for another superstar.
I don't think
everybody
don't
better
think
be happy because I think the only team that's gonna compete with them is Milwaukee or my Celtics. I don't really see nobody else.
Man, they about to give that nigga Bradley Beal straight up swap for him and Bradley Beal. Mm-hmm. Send him down to the Suns.
They need to send. Ain't Cuz from Oakland?
Who's that? Dame.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
You think he's going with Oakland? OKC? Nah, OKC. Golden State.
Cali.
Lakers.
Yeah, I can see that. Who they gonna send though?
Who, man? Who, nigga? One thing for sure. It's one thing you know about LeBron, bro.
Yeah,
it's one. He gonna keep some throwaways.
Mm-hmm. Facts. He's done.
LeBron
think
put the whole team. He gonna keep some throwaways.
Facts.
Fuck you mean?
I think LeBron's about to retire though.
LeBron ain't fucking retiring.
And he gonna come back with his son. Like, LeBron, what he got left to prove?
I'm gonna tell you
LeBron's
something.
LeBron's not retiring. Until
what he got left to prove?
I'm gonna tell you why LeBron ain't done. LeBron is probably the smartest player we ever seen. It's from the thing on and off the court. We might not have enough to go beat, you know, in the finals. We're gonna get close enough. You know what I'm saying? He's cool with that. You gotta think they wasn't gonna make the play in until LeBron sat. They was better without LeBron.
That's my thing, what does he got? It's the thing about LeBron, gang.
Look. The game that we used to see LeBron play right now is a very high-speed game of ball. Facts. He got the ball a whole lot. Now, imagine when he take that veteran mind state. Right now, he's the star on the team. He's going to tell you niggas what to do. But imagine when he take that, I'm going to just sit here and Rasheed Wallace come off the bench a couple games and teach you, little nigga. You think LeBron ain't got no ill post game?
Facts.
You think he don't got no ill post game to where he ain't got to run no whole bunch and do nothing but just catch the ball right there real quick, hit that little move, bucket, run down the court.
I'm going to tell you, the one thing that the league don't want is for LeBron to do what he did when he went to Miami and take a pay cut.
Yeah.
Slight pay cut just to bring whoever, you know what I'm saying?
Because he can take a major pay cut.
Because if LeBron call your phone, if LeBron call your phone, it's on.
But my thing is, he ain't going down in that post at this age. He's going to be out there jacking threes like he's been doing last couple years. He's done banging. He banged in the post a little bit when he played for the other college.
He goes to the rack a lot, though.
LeBron shoot threes to shut niggas up. Yeah. Think about the beginning of LeBron's career.
He couldn't shoot.
He was undefeatable. So only thing you can say is the nigga can't shoot.
Yeah.
Facts.
The nigga won his whole championship off his shots.
Man.
He's a point prover. It's what you guys say. Niggas like him and Kobe and shit. He's just niggas like a nigga like me. Say. It's a nigga like me. Nigga, I want to be like Michael Jackson. This is different.
Right.
Yo, most of these niggas rapping, they want to be the hottest nigga on their block. Right. You know what I'm saying? I want to be like Michael fucking Jackson.
Right. Phenom.
I want to be like Snoop Dogg. You know everybody in the world knows Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
Yeah. People can't speak English, but you know what they know how to say?
Uh-huh. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he just bought Death Row. That's pretty
Crip, good. Nigga. Try it. Man, you
what
heard you, me?
Yeah, what you feel about that? He bought Death Row.
That's what he supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think, to me, Man, if Nip was alive, man, he could have signed Nip. He could have.
He wasn't gonna do that. He wasn't gonna do that because Nip's an independent kind of nigga.
Facts.
Nah, see, but what you gotta understand?
You don't think he would have hopped on a compilation or something?
Of course. Yeah. Come on, that's a big step.
Don't they got a song together?
That's Snoop. Tell me, ain't nobody in the West Coast saying no to Snoop. Nobody in the world saying no to Snoop.
That's what I'm saying. He would have gave him a Death Row chain. You don't think he would have wore it and did the whole nine without signing?
Nah,
without signing. Just bring on for the West Coast.
But respectfully.
Like, it was deep though. I don't know.
When you get money, you gotta do a lot of shit to kind of secretly prove points. You know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta be
Ross
able to
did it for a minute.
Do shit to people
Rick Ross?
Without doing shit
yeah,
to people.
Ross did it for a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
He is corny, but
nah, man. Rick Ross, you ain't fuck. You gonna call Rick Ross corny? He live a whole different lifestyle than us, nigga.
He do, but
he live a whole different. I don't
love
got
Ross
it
though.
He got money, but you can be a weenie with bread, cornball.
Yeah, we know a lot of niggas like that, but Ross ain't that though.
I'm gonna tell you why I fuck with Ross.
He was a cop before, so that's a stain on him.
I'm gonna tell you why I fuck with Ross, because I'm a big 50 Cent fan. I fuck with 50.
Yeah.
That's the only nigga he couldn't bully around.
And
Ross just
career?
Kept,
yeah.
Like you said, little secret statements, doing shit to make statements.
Yeah.
That's all he did was keep dropping hits. I'm going to go fuck
with
Baby Neil. I'm going to go do this.
Same for the world, it's for you.
You know, I'm going to do all this music. Fuck beefing.
I like Ross because he stayed prestigious, man.
Yeah, he do.
When Ross came,
down to the car show?
When Ross, who?
Y'all going down, y'all be thinking about going to Rick Ross's car show.
I would like to, but I would like to pull up with a car,
though.
My nigga be going. One of my good plugs on me.
You think my Chevy can make it down there?
Yeah. Oh,
shit. I told that motherfucker.
On dump.
I don't like to.
Hold on. Man. Let me give a shout out to our sponsor real quick. Lee Crenshaw. If you ever hurt, you need a chiropractor, you need an attorney, you give him a call. 502-996-1420. Car wreck, fender bender. Yeah, whatever. If your car, holler at him. Chiropractor, attorney at law, Lee Crenshaw.
What'd you say, bro? Uzi and JT.
Uzi and JT?
What about?
Oh, you talking about, oh, man.
She was out of order.
She was out of
Nigga,
order.
Nigga, I would have motherfucking tried to get both of
them. I'm glad you
bitches.
Said that. I'm glad you said that.
I would try to get both of them bitches. In, you know what I mean?
Man, she got
to
calm the fuck down, though. Like, get the fuck off of me and
Uzi,
shit.
Uzi wasn't player enough. Come on, let's
take
her home.
We're going to take a million
Ice
pictures
Spice
tonight.
Fine, Ice Spice look like Ella May, sister.
Yeah, she's cool. Uh-huh. She's cool.
Ratchet ass.
I hate when people.
You think she's going to get a BBL? You think she's going to. She already got a nice body. You think she's going to get the presence?
I hope she don't. No, but no, I hate when people be trying to compare these hoes.
Me either, bro. I don't get that shit.
Just
women, like.
Any type of
Ice Spice or JT. What was the one fucking comparison? They had Ice Spice against a. Somebody, I'm like, I don't even make goddamn sense. They like, it's, I don't know, it's Ice Spice and was it Kiki Palmer or something? I don't know.
Tiana Taylor.
It was her, yeah.
I'm like, fucking Tiana Taylor. I'm sorry. I love dark skinned women. On my mom, I'm picking dark skin over light skin any day. Now
yeah.
I hate light skinned bitches on my mom.
I love brown skin.
Uh-huh. You heard me? But look, though. Nah, cuz.
But I'm gonna tell you what I hate, though. The toxic shit. Like, why we gotta be? It's we at the motherfucking awards. You know what I mean? I just dropped it. I'm Uzi. I can't take a selfie with motherfucking Ice Spice.
Bro, that toxic shit.
That's how you know these
like,
niggas ain't real player. Cause first of all, you ain't ready to be pulling me through the crowd and
man.
Smacking me at the awards. Like,
time
come on,
out,
man.
Bro. That most important thing to remember about this: she's a city girl, cuz.
Yes, she is.
You
a city
expect
girl.
Some respect from this bitch?
I mean, I don't know.
You
he might like it though.
I guess he might be with it for years.
No, fuck that. Fuck if he like it. This
God
is
damn.
It,
you right?
They started this gangster shit.
You know,
it is a city girl, ain't it?
She is a city girl,
and she's from Miami.
Ah, shit, that
she
city
from
girl.
Miami.
Yeah, they started.
But how much does that city girl shit hold? Old girl's getting pissed off.
All these bitches city girls.
Old girl, what's her name? What's up?
They
Carisha?
All city girls.
Getting pissed off.
Who are you talking about?
No cap.
Diddy's girl.
Talking about Carisha.
Yeah.
Time out. Respectfully, imagine yourself as Diddy. Then imagine a girl who's telling you no to anything that you say do.
Yes.
Yeah. Diddy's probably doing all type of shit.
Diddy's a
creepy
ass nigga.
Yeah,
man.
Diddy is
hey,
a creep.
Hey, man, I don't watch the documentary on Diddy, man. He's a low down dirty rotten motherfucker. He is.
Facts. I'm going to tell you, he's pretty, like you say, he's creepy, bro. The stories his security guard be saying.
Biggie's mama came out and said some shit.
Man, that nigga. But you're right, though. He probably pissing on that bitch all the time.
R. Kelly. I don't know. I don't be trusting these bitches, bro. Bitches are sneaky, snake and nab, especially when they little feelings is hurt and shit.
Facts.
Make a bitch mad. She can be dead wrong. She just thinking you doing something. Your phone was on the side while you was hooping, though, real quick. This bitch ready to ruin your whole world in 10 minutes.
Man. And
yeah.
and mean that shit. Mama.
And nigga, and then say sorry like she ain't do no damage. Yeah,
like everything's kosher. Yeah.
So what y'all think about this toxic bitches, shit, bro? Like it's toxic shit.
I lost my brother to that toxic shit, so I don't play with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's making people really think there ain't no love out here, though.
It ain't.
You know, man. Why you think that? Why you think ain't no love out here, bro?
People's definition of love ain't right. Person don't love you. Like I said, remember last time, I love you. I want you to go home.
Right.
You hear me? I love you enough to, if I got to tell you some shit that'll save your life, change your life, I don't give a fuck if you want to hear it or not.
Real talk.
I love, you hear me? That kind of love, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you did. I'm with you.
Right.
Love like that.
I'm gonna tell you something.
That shit's not out here.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I don't play toxic shit one bit though. That toxic shit's cut the fuck off.
Toxic shit's fun.
And I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you.
JT, Uzi Vert might think the same shit. So
it's not. It's not even that. What it is how we train, because we all come from men. We was talking about the mamas raising us and shit. Right. So they all most likely use a tough love. You know what I'm saying? To where we kind of almost feel like if a motherfucker don't do all that, they don't care much. Well, a whole lot of us don't know what to do with
that. Keep that toxic shit away from me.
I ain't going to lie, bro. I think it all comes down to understanding, bro.
It's all about what you like.
If you find, like you said earlier, you said you find that girl that you don't want. Like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. You know what I'm saying? It all turns different. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it just comes a time that men and women, that they just really don't want to, you know, do the whole bunch of shit no more. And you can still have your understanding with the polygamy, if that's your understanding.
I feel like polygamy's dancing.
Some people, you know.
I feel like polygamy's dancing.
It's all about the understanding of the relationship.
I used to date this one chick for very briefly. She used to beg me to smack. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong?
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
This was a white girl. Was she white?
Nah, she's black.
Was she light skinned?
Nah, dark skinned.
What she look like? Show me. This bitch ain't got no sense.
Nah, so we be riding out. She's like, a real man would have knocked my head off a long time ago. I'm like, it's time for you to get the fuck out of this car.
She done been seeing that being raised.
She been by her motherfucker self.
She's all fucked up.
I ain't ready to go. Look.
Well, she was pretty.
I ain't ready to go through no Asher. Like I said, a person, if you don't do all that extra ass shit, a person will feel like you don't care, right?
Right.
See, me, I don't get into it. I got shit to do. I got shit that I'm worried about. You know what I'm saying? Brain power and shit.
But, it was good chopping it up with you, man.
It was, man.
It was our best guest yet, man. Real deep and you know, different opinions and alternating.
Right.
But before we get out of here, the podcast is big and lazy. So you got to give us something good to watch, and you got to give us something good to eat. Even it can be local or whatever.
Even if it's something good to watch.
Yeah.
Nigga, my YouTube channel, Cutthroat JT. Get on that motherfucker and explore.
That, uh-huh.
Turn that motherfucker on the shuffle. Turn me up. Fuck you talking about.
And got to give us an eat spot,
play
man.
It for your grand. Mm-hmm. Coochie. Something good to eat. Coochie. Listen to my music. And I got the Side Nigga Chronicles. I don't just rap, for sure. So
what's Side Nigga Chronicles? What's that?
Side Nigga Chronicles, nigga. Like I said, I'm really five different artists. Each of my little CD series is like a different mood, like type, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got the Wolf of Sheep's Clothing. This is more of pain songs and heartfelt shit, street shit. I got I Am Cutthroat. That's me exploring my talents as far as rapping and shit. I got the Side Nigga Chronicles. That's more upbeat. You know what I'm saying? Like, proud to be the nigga on the side, baby. Like, keep him.
I used to be that nigga.
You know? And then I got R&B JT, which is slow and central. Eat some coochie to it. That's what I'm talking about. Right. And then it's the motherfucking cleanest.
You heard him, man. Eat some pussy and check out his goddamn podcast. That's a hell of a... Check out his YouTube channel.
Hey, big.
Hey, my Instagram,
Episode 4, man.
My Instagram channel is _BFINES BFINES.
My Instagram is Greedy and Lazy USA. My fault, B.
Is my turn? Oh, nigga, my Instagram is The Real Cutthroat JT. CUTTHOAT. Okay? No R.
Hey, man. Cutthroat. Episode 4, shout out to our producer, B. Haywood. Man, thank y'all once again. It's Big and Lazy Podcast, and we out.
Just
man.
Like it.
Episode 4 in the books.
Shit, boy, shit.
Wig crusher, main bitch smasher. Wanna, I can have her. Finished in a passer. Certified trapper. Deals that you can't pass her. Got my cash up, remember I ain't had none.
wig crusher.
Here y'all go.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you. Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.